And now Randy Gorman is here with the WXXI Business Report. And Randy, you have news about efforts to improve recycling by manufacturers.
Yes, and it's based here, Beth. The Remade Institute, which is a public-private partnership based at RIT, dedicated to accelerating recycling and remanufacturing efforts, recently announcing $43 million in new technology research with two dozen projects involved here. Nabil Nasser heads up the Remade Institute, and he says there are multiple purposes here, including helping industry stay competitive while also reducing greenhouse gases and other emissions.
The challenge is related to the costs associated with energy consumption in manufacturing and the desire to reduce that and the emission associated with manufacturing.
Nasser says the U.S. recycling industry basically is in crisis after China stopped allowing the import of various recyclables, including those from the U.S. So he says what needs to happen is to find other ways of recycling materials and helping reduce energy consumption for American companies while also helping the environment.
So what we're working on, innovation to make it feasible and economical to recycle these materials in the U.S., so a lot of our technology focus on advancing recycling technology.
Nasser says a fifth round of funding for the Remade Institute and its projects is expected to be announced in late spring. Rochester Regional Health says it will raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour as of this coming July. RRH says it'll become the first health system in the Finger Lakes region to do that. Last month, we told you the University of Rochester, which includes URMC, said it is committing to setting its minimum wage at $15 an hour by December of 2022. Rochester Regional says its announcement actually began with a commitment back in 2016. They say the wage increases overall is about a $20 million investment, affecting about 7,000 employees. And speaking of the hourly wage, Charter Communications, corporate owner of Spectrum, says it has reached a milestone in its commitment to raise its minimum starting wage to $20 an hour for all employees in 2022. The company says virtually all current and newly hired salaried and hourly workers now earn at least $18 an hour. And Charter, by the way, is currently hiring for about 3,000 positions across its 41-state service area. That includes more than 275 jobs across New York State. Constellation Brands announcing a $10 million commitment to the Clear Vision Impact Fund. That's a newly formed investment vehicle whose objective is to make investments in minority-owned businesses with an emphasis on African-American and Black-owned businesses and businesses that foster inclusive growth. Constellation's investment, part of an overall company commitment to invest $100 million in African-American, Black, and minority-owned businesses by the year 2030. The latest data available from the State Labor Department on monthly job growth numbers that was released late last week still shows a decline compared to a year ago, but the decline has been shrinking. The figures for January show a 7.5% drop in private sector jobs in the Rochester metro area. That's a loss of about 34,000 jobs compared to a year ago, but still, the numbers improving from where they were over the last several months. Statewide, the drop in private sector jobs in January, just over 12%. We will get numbers for February later this month. And Eastman Kodak reporting fourth quarter and full-year earnings. That is tomorrow after the markets close. What will be of particular interest is to see what company officials say about the infusion of new cash they announced recently. Kodak, as we told you earlier this month, announcing a series of financial transactions they said would provide up to $310 million to help invest in growth opportunities. That includes a $100 million commitment from Grand Oaks Capital. That's an investment firm that was begun by Paychex founder and philanthropist Tom Golisano. In fact, as a result of Golisano's investment, as well as another investment firm, Kennedy Lewis, each of them will have the right to nominate one person to serve on the Kodak Board of Directors. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.